storytelling does versus straight information, right? So we have data, we have information, we have advice to give. As in sales, we're expected to be providing solutions and all these things. But how are you going to build that human-to-human connection with your prospects? How are you going to illustrate conceptual ideas?
Welcome to the Making Sales Social podcast, featuring the top voices in sales, marketing, and business. Join Bryn Tillman and me, Bob Woods, as we each bring you the best tips and strategies our guests are teaching their clients so you can leverage them for your own virtual and social selling. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Making Sales Social. I'm Bryn Tillman, and I'm very excited about today's guest. Jeffrey Berwind is my TEDx coach, and he is here to talk today about sales and storytelling. Jeffrey is a storytelling consultant and obviously TEDx coach, co-creator and director of the Once Upon a Nation storytelling program in historic Philadelphia. Jeffrey, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Bryn. And what makes sales social? Well, the world, according to me, is you add an S to that, which is storytelling.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. So that is our, what is making sales social mean to you right off the bat? That's fabulous. So then let's jump in to what is storytelling and why is it so essential in the sales process?
Right. Well, what storytelling does versus straight information, right? So we have data, we have information, we have advice to give. As in sales, we're expected to be providing solutions and all these things. But how are you going to build that human-to-human connection with your prospects? How are you going to illustrate conceptual ideas? And based on my two decades of work in the field, bringing American history to life, I've worked with the Kennedy Space Center and talking to astronauts and everything. Storytelling is one of the most essential tools more than ever because we are awash, right? There are days where you feel like, oh my God, if I have one more data dump on me, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm disconnecting, right? Anything is at our fingertips on the internet. So what's the antidote to that? And it's the power of storytelling. We are a story sharing species, and we always have been. We process the world through storytelling. We have for hundreds of thousands of years. So I call it a primal sales tool.
Oh, I love that. So it's interesting. You know, one of the things that I notice here is, right, this Once Upon a Nation storytelling program. Well, history is his story, right?
Exactly.
So we need her story too. But yes, absolutely. And so I think it's brilliant when you say, you know, storytelling has been our culture since we have communicated. So that's pretty cool. So talk about some of the most effective techniques that salespeople can use in the sales process using stories.
Right. So again, the goal is building a connection and, and being relatable. What storytelling does, so in the science behind storytelling, MRIs have studied the brain. And what happens with storytelling versus data is the analytical brain is not having to be engaged because the creative and relational brain is the left brain, right brain thing. Numbers, data, information, teaching, advice, left brain, right? We're paid for that. But the connection, the human part of it all, the illustrating of teaching points is the right brain. Storytelling inhabits the right brain, the oldest part of our brain. So technique wise, the goal is that the brain sees things. We have more visual receptors than other senses. Dogs have what? They it's through the nose.
Yes.
We are a visual species, right? So technique wise, first of all, if we've been doing this for a long time and we have, we're scanning the horizon for who, what, when, where am I? This is primal stuff. It's happening below the surface. So when you're sharing a story, right away, you start with who, what, when, and where are we? Establish the set. Mm-hmm. What you're really doing when you're sharing stories is making movies for the imagination. So slight sideways comment is, if you're a speaker, many of us are, and you're using PowerPoint, or let's say you're on a sales presentation and you're using PowerPoint and you're about to tell a story, close the laptop. Why is that? Everything is on a screen right now. Everything is on a screen. So it's not special. It's not special. Your goal in sales as a business person is to tap the imagination, the primal imagination through scene painting, as in a movie. When, where, who? So I'll pretend for a second that let's say conceptually that I did sleep well last night, but let's pretend I didn't sleep well last night. Hey, Bryn, I didn't sleep well last night. Well, that's a concept. All that is a concept. But if I develop a movie scene, I don't know if it was the Indian food I ate last night or whatever it was, but boy, around 2 a.m., I glanced at my phone. It said 2:01 a.m. and my eyes are open. I'm breaking out in a sweat. I'm like, ugh. And I walk out of bed. I glance through the Venetian blinds and the moon is pouring in. I go into the bathroom. I turn on the light and I look in the mirror. I'm going, dude, how did you get to this point?
Yeah.
Which is more effective? Yeah. Right. Efficiently, I could say I didn't sleep well last night, and you're like, all right. But when I paint the movie and it's dialogue, notice there was dialogue. Dude, how did you get to this point? I set the stage. I'm in bed. I'm breaking out a sweat. I had Indian food, too spicy, blah, blah, blah. But it moves us to a pivotal moment. That's the other technique. Storytelling is not a resume. It's not a recitation of achievements. It's not I did this, then I did that. It's focusing on moments. So if I kept developing that movie I just made up, dude, how did you get to this point? I could now proceed maybe into a crisis, maybe into a challenge. So techniques, establish a setting, focus on pivotal moments where either a crisis erupts or a transformation occurs, or maybe action is taken, use dialogue, scenes as in a movie. Powerful technique. There's without trouble in the story, dramatic tension, there ain't no story, right? Mm-hmm. Visual descriptive language and the other senses as appropriate. Don't forget the emotions. And one more tip, one don't. And this is where most storytellers go awry, most speakers, most business people, nonprofits who are telling case studies, this is where all go wrong. They interrupt their own stories. There's ways to interrupt a story, going off on a tangent. Answering from now, because storytelling is time travel into the past. So I've had speakers that I've been training and they're starting to develop this really cool story about a challenge they had to face and this and that. And they go, well, of course I'm okay now. What did that just do? It yanked us back to now. Yeah. Or they use that horrible cliche to make a long story short. Well, that again removed us from the beautiful soap bubble that this story was developing in our brain. So that's a quick flyby of some techniques: visually descriptive language, scenes as in a movie, focus on pivotal moments, establish a setting, what are the emotions involved, don't interrupt your stories. And in many cases, how do you finish the story? You started with a setting, you finish with the lesson learned or the teaching point.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. So, and that's how you can kind of move the sale forward. They go, ooh, I want that.
Right. Or you start. Hey, Bryn, you could also start with that. So let's say people do want to know, why am I hearing this? So you just start right away. So let's say you're in the middle of a sale and you're talking to a prospect and you know you need to give them an example. Mm-hmm. So you get to say it. You know what? Let me share. I would avoid the word tell. We're adults now. Don't tell me what to do, but share with me is this very inviting word, right? So let me share a story of, you know, I had this this customer about 3 years ago, wonderful woman. She'd probably mid-50s. Boy, she knew how to dress. She loved the color orange and she just popped when she walked in the room. I'm telling a story. And so I'm telling that story.
Yeah. So I love that. And probably in our world, we would talk about her role. And then I guess you'd go in and this was her challenge, right? Is that where you would go?
Exactly. So I call it strategic storytelling. You're thinking ahead. What stories do I need? And there's types of stories. I invite my clients to make what I call a story inventory. And now the number one most effective stories are going to be your own and then other people's. So this is real life stories. It's not fiction. It's not myth. It's not legend. It's not historical figures necessarily. It's your stories are the best and then others. So you're thinking about what makes this story universal for one thing. What's the predicament? And you're thinking about the problem this story faced, right? And then what was the transformation in sales that your company provided? But what it is, when you tell somebody else's story of somebody you helped, successful advice story, it's a testimonial, but it's stealth. It's a stealth testimonial. Because you're not saying, well, I'm amazing in sales, or oh, my company is amazing. It's like, that sounds hypey. But you just tell the story. Storytelling provides a bit of a middle ground between hype and something else. You know, I'm not sure what I want to finish that with. But it's that safe place. It's like, let me just tell you a story about somebody who came to us with this problem, and you just tell the story.
So what do you feel about, one of the things we do is we ask permission to share case stories or case studies. I like case stories, right? So that's great. So we ask permission. So, you know, what I just heard from you, Jeffrey, reminds me a lot of a client that I worked with 3 years ago. Can I share that story with you? Do you think that has any impact, or is it necessary? Because we always teach to ask permission to tell those stories.
Yeah, I like that idea. Again, we're avoiding that, let me tell you something, or here's what you need to do. I mean, there's a place for that. But yeah, your situation really reminds me of something. Can I share a story with you of how, you know, this client came to us about 2 years ago, head of a nonprofit. And I'm like, oh my God, you're teasing the story enough that they go, oh, sure, tell me the story.
Yeah, good. I love that. Because we find when someone says yes, they listen deeper. Like they've agreed to it. They've verbally said they are interested. And then we've found that in our experience.
So. Now, exactly. And also I'm huge into, to state the obvious, you got to read your audience, whether it's a one person or other. If you can see that they are leaning to the analytical brain, you'll definitely want to convince them they want to hear a story. If they're leaning into the relational brain, they're going to be like all over the story. You don't even really need to ask them because you can tell. Right.
Yes, of course. I love that, though. That's phenomenal. So what types of stories should these sales experts be ready to tell?
Yeah, like, I've identified 26 types. Identified 26, but there's three essentials.
Okay, three. Let's do the
three essentials. We're going to make it easy.
Okay.
Story number one, which I call your origin story. Origin, firsts. What led to now? And you could have more than one, depending on the topic, right? Depending on who you're pitching, what you're selling. But remember, the primary thing storytelling does, it expresses your why. You're trying to sell the what and the how. But people today are going to buy from people who are passionate, authentic, real, into it, not perfect. I'll say it a third time, not perfect. Brené Brown talks about the power of vulnerability that broke everything open. And if you're feeling like everything needs to be Superman, well, even Superman has kryptonite. And people value the kryptonite because that's where we relate. So origin story is the why you do what you do. What got you into this? And it depends how far back do we go, but it's what drives you that somehow you could link to this product or service you're selling. Mm-hmm. People want to get to know you as a person. And when they know that you care, they're going to be way more interested in buying from you, right? So the origin story, many ways to do it. By the way, I have my clients script out. I talk to them about the structure of that story, and we script it out so we can look at the wordplay. So there's a formula. So origin story, firsts, what got you into this work? Why do you care? Second type, case stories.
Yeah.
Or I will call them client success stories, whatever you want to call successful advice stories, all the same thing. We talked about that. Essential to close a sales. We need to know that you've successfully given advice to somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. Third major type essential story is what I call four example stories, where it's you're teaching a concept and you go, let me give you an example of that. And you tell a story, which people can see sometimes through metaphors even. There's always overlap, right? But the origin story, by the way, in many cases can focus on a crisis that develops or a challenge. In Hollywood, they call that the inciting incident.
Okay.
Something starts this journey that gets you into now. So those are the three major types: origin, successful advice, for example.
So I love that. For example, can kind of run a gamut of areas, right? Like overcoming an objection could be a for example, right?
Yeah, I call that the yeah, but story.
Oh, talk a little bit more about that.
It's overcoming objections. I just call it the yeah, but. So what, you know, as we all know in marketing, you want to enter the conversation already going on in your prospects or your audiences or your client's mind, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're going to enter that conversation, don't you need to know what their yeah, but is? Yes. There's money. It could be as simple as, yeah, but I don't have time for that. Or yeah, but my CEO is not going to say yes to that. Or yeah, but will this work? Or yeah, but it's too expensive. Or yeah, but.
Right.
And I love that kind of story. Another type of story related to that, Bryn, is the gap I've noticed in the market story.
Okay.
You're looking for a solution and you didn't find it. And the company or you developed it, created it, invented it.
As a vendor, we saw a gap in the industry, and that's why. So that could also be part of the origin story.
Totally. There's overlap. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely spot on. Yep.
Oh, I love all of this. That's awesome. So we went through a lot today, and I thought it was really, really valuable. The last question I ask everyone is, what question should I have asked you that I didn't?
Oh, wow. You're a master interviewer, so I don't know if I have something. What would people do the first thing they should do? And I believe, circling back, many people think, my stories aren't that interesting. I never drove my car off a cliff and saw it. You don't need to. Put your seatbelt on and don't drive your car off a cliff. Right. I'm a big fan of start a journal, an Excel spreadsheet, whatever it is, just put down at the top of the paper the time when, dot, 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 and put down one sentence, story ideas, list them, but here's the key, no judgment. Oh, I don't know if I'll ever use that. Forget it. I don't know if people be interested in that. Don't worry about it. I'm from Philly. Don't worry about it. Yeah, right. The time when, dot, and by categories, Bryn, you could do it by family, upbringing, career, health, challenges, sports, spirituality, by listing as many story ideas as you can, and maybe in those categories, and then put next to it the possible use of the story, the lesson, the teaching point. That is gold, money in the bank, so that out of just nowhere, you're like, you know what, let me share a story about the time when I, and you've already listed it. You develop those key ones as a story. What happens out of that list as you start using certain stories, that becomes what is called a signature story, meaning every time you tell it, it works. It lands well. So that's where I start. Should I start? Story inventory.
I love that. That's fabulous. Well, thank you for all of your insights. Where can people find you?
Oh, thanks. You know, you could visit my website at storytellingsuccess.com. And I'm a TEDx coach. I'm a speaker's coach, storytelling consultant, work with a lot of nonprofits and for-profits and authors and speakers and business owners. It'd be my pleasure to talk to you.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Jeffrey. And for our listeners, when you're out and about, don't forget to make your sales social.
Thanks for watching, and join us again for more special guest instructors bringing you marketing, sales training, and social selling strategies that will set you apart. Hit the subscribe button below to get the latest episodes from the Making Sales Social podcast. Give this video a thumbs up and comment down below on what you want to hear from us next. You can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. Visit our website, socialsaleslink.com, for more information.